The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
In the meantime, Simon Tierney, News Talk's own, is with me because we had an idea, Simon, to take a trip down memory lane with you to talk about some of the big infrastructural projects in this country that have fascinated us, but really might best be described as pie in the sky. The reason we were talking about this is this idea that Middle Eastern investors are going to open a massive international airport in Arklow, County Wicklow.
Yeah, and I was surprised.
Suspect won't happen.
These are usually men and women of a certain caliber of vision for the future, these big capital projects. They rarely get off the ground. Sometimes they do. We'll come to that in a moment. But I was really surprised during my research, Kieran, to discover that this idea of a airport for Wicklow, that it does have a precedent.
Go away.
There was a plan in around 2010, 2011 for a private consortium to get together and build what they initially described as Wicklow International Airport and later was renamed as East Leinster International Airport. It had the backing of Pascal Taggart, the former chairman of Datalex, well-known Irish businessman, and he was really the kind of the financial backer of it. And the idea at the time was very similar to this week's news. It was going to be somewhere near Arklow, but closer to Goree, so on the water, on the Wicklow-Wexford border. And it was going to cost, apparently, the caveat here, the figures on all these projects are hilarious because they're so speculative. You know, they really have no idea. It's like the children's hospital. Like, it just spirals out of nowhere from the initial great idea. So it was going to be 100 to 150 million euro. You'd hardly get a quarter of a runway for that nowadays.
No, 100 to 150 million quid. That's only 2010, although the heady days of austerity, 2010.
Exactly. So the last kind of documentary evidence that we have of this project was in 2015, but really it seemed to have been a victim of the downturn. So That was Wicklow Airport.
Yeah, I didn't realise that this is the second iteration of an international airport in Wicklow. When I heard about this, I immediately thought of, do you remember the plan to build a casino in Tip?
Oh, well, as a Tip man myself.
Oh, I see.
As a North Tip man,
this was
myself.
A project close to your heart.
Yes, I was the main financial backer behind this project. This was Richard Quirk, who will be familiar to listeners, of course, the Good Time Emporium on O'Connell Street and other ventures. This was back in 2010. It had the backing, you always need to have the backing of a local TD. And this had the backing of Michael Lowry, from North Tipperary. And it was going to be in 2 Mile Barracks. It was going to be a super casino. Now, I mean, let me just run you through exactly what the plan's here. Before I run you through what was in the plan for this project, let me tell you that this got planning permission not once, but twice from North Tipperary County Council.
So it got planning.
It got planning.
Oh, wow.
It was going to have a 15,000-seater indoor arena for entertainment, for shows. I mean, think Vegas here. It was going to have a full-size replica of the White House. It was going to have a 550-bed hotel, which would make it the biggest hotel in the country. It was going to have an all-weather golf course. Classy. It was going to have a 6,000-space car park. And it was going to have a helicopter pad and a racetrack for the dogs. So it was kind of an all-in entertainment extravaganza.
Not even the horses, the dogs.
Horses as well. Sorry.
All right, okay.
A horse track and a dog track.
The White House replica.
Yeah.
That is great.
That's class.
That just sounds like kind of, there are no bad ideas in a meeting.
Yes.
And somehow one of the bad ideas got stuck on the vision board by the end.
Yeah, I mean, for me, that really tipped it over into a yes from me. I would have been like, the White House, that definitely sells it. So it did get planning permission on the first occasion from North Tipperary County Council. Antashka intervened and they said it was ill-conceived. They also tried to persuade the council that you were going to have to move almost a kilometre of a river out of the way to make this project work.
Right.
Because it was going to be on such a huge plot of land, as you can imagine. However, that didn't deter the council. They gave it planning again. Then what happened? So if you track your mind back, Alan Shatter was the Minister for Justice at that time. And the thing about this is I'm surprised that it ever got this far in the first place, because we've talked about this so many times on News Talk over the years. Casinos are not legal in this country in the strict sense of the term. We are still governed by the 1956 Gaming and Lotteries Act, which means that you can't have big centres of gambling. Now, the way we get around this
is membership,
is that you have a private members club. That's exactly it. Kieran. But they're very restricted to small groups of people. So the idea of this giant Vegas-style
with
casino...
with 6,000 parking spots, or however you described it.
Yeah. I mean, they're not all using the jacks. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry, one listener says, the casino was at 2 Mile Burris, Kieran. I think earlier, before you came in, I said Burris Ali. You're right, 2 Mile Burris. They go on to say, we should build a new city on a greenfield site like they did in Australia with Canberra. And 2 Mile Burris would be an ideal spot.
Yes.
For a new city. The biggest pie in the sky has to be Dublin Underground. That's from Chris. I mentioned it earlier in the afternoon update, and the Bertie Bowl got mentioned.
The Bertie Bowl.
I suspect a lot of people are thinking Bertie Bowl.
Yeah, the Bertie Bowl is an interesting one, because when I was researching this, it really brought me back. Like, this saga went on and on and on, if you remember. It was called officially Stadium Ireland, but of course everyone called it the Bertie Bowl, because it was...
I think Bertie Ahern said in his kind of farewell address to the Dáil that it was like his big regret.
Yes, yes, he did. I think, do we have a clip?
We
of
actually
that?
Have a clip. Let's take a listen.
I suppose I would have loved to have achieved, as well as, being able to give the money to Croke Park, to redevelop Croke Park, and being able to give the $191 million to Lansdowne Road. I still think, you know, we didn't get a proper national infrastructural stadium. And I think, you know, unfortunately, when I see little countries like Qatar and Kuwait and everyone in the World Cup talking about their 10 stadiums, and we never succeeded in getting one national stadium, that's an achievement I tried hard to do, but I didn't get.
So remind me of the plans for the Bertie Bowl.
Yeah, so this was really, to put some context on this, Kieran, you need to remember that in the early to mid-90s, there was Croke Park and Lansdowne Road. They weren't what we see them as, the great infrastructure projects they are today. These were in a state of dilapidation, both of them. And it wasn't until the turn of the century, certainly for Croke Park, and then later for the what would become known as the Aviva, that they became world-class stadiums. So Fianna Fáil was really, you know, to be fair to them, they were working off this idea that, well, if those stadiums aren't in a good state, then let's build one that is. And of course, eventually the resolution was just to make those two extant stadiums better. But really, it was a case of spiralling costs. The FAI initially were the backers of a competing project, which of course was Aircom Park, if you remember that. That was another
Aircom
stadium
Park.
That didn't get off the ground. That was even more outlandish in a way, in terms of what, like, it has a retractable roof. And all this kind of carry on. But the IRFU were in Bertie's corner for the Bertie Bowl or Stadium Ireland. And then Fianna Fáil managed to convince the FAI by dangling some treats in front of them to get them to win them over onto the Bertie Bowl side. So they had the two sporting bodies on board. So what happened? Really, it was a matter of the coalition government at that time, the PDs. Of course, the Fianna Fáil were dependent on the PDs at the turn of the century. And they commissioned an independent review into how much this project was actually going to cost, because Bertie Ahern and the Fianna Fáil had said that initially that it would cost £280 million. Now, to be fair, it was also going to include other sports facilities like a 50-metre swimming pool and everything like that. But the independent review stated that it was going to cost £1 billion Irish pounds. So once that figure came out, it became very difficult. Michael McDowell famously said that he didn't want this kind of, he called it this Ceausescu stadium. Of course, Nicolae Ceausescu, the former dictator of Romania, was famous for his use of stadiums as propaganda. And Bertie Ahern later had this wonderful line, Kieran, that I have to tell you, because he's harboured his regrets about this for a long time. He said that really what brought this project down was the people who eat smoked salmon and drink wine.
Oh, perish the thought. Smoked salmon and wine. Simon Tierney, listen, that was a great little trip through memory lane. We didn't even get to the Hong Kong and the Midlands. People might remember that. Gay Mitchell wanted to bring the Olympics to this country, and Dustin the Turkey wanted to bring the dart to Dingle. Simon, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.